In 1970, an American luggage executive unscrewed four little wheels from a wardrobe and fixed them to his suitcase. Then he put a strap on his contraption and trotted it gleefully around his house. This was how Bernard Sadow invented the world's first rolling suitcase. It happened roughly 5,000 years after the invention of the wheel and barely 1 year after NASA managed to put two men on the surface of the moon using the largest rocket ever built. We had driven an electric rover with wheels on a foreign heavenly body and even invented the hamster wheel. So why did it take us so long to put wheels on suitcases? This has become something of a classic mystery of innovation. Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert Shiller discusses the matter in two different books, Narrative Economics and The New Financial Order. He sees it as an archetypal example of how innovation can be a very slow-footed thing, how the blindingly obvious can stare us expectantly in the face for a very long time. Nassim Nicholas Taleb is another world-renowned thinker who has pondered the mystery. Having lugged heavy suitcases through airports and railway stations for years, he was astonished by his own unquestioning acceptance of the way things were. Taleb sees the rolling suitcase as an example of how we often tend to ignore the simplest solutions. As humans, we look for the difficult, grandiose, and complex. Technology, such as having wheels on suitcases, may appear obvious in hindsight, but that doesn't mean it was obvious. Similarly, in management and innovation literature, the late invention of the rolling suitcase often appears as somewhat of a warning, a reminder of our limitations as innovators. But there is one factor that these thinkers have missed. I stumbled upon it when I was researching my book on women and innovation. I found a photo in a newspaper archive of a woman in a fur coat pulling a suitcase on wheels. It made me stop in my tracks because it was from 1952, 20 years before the official invention of the rolling suitcase. Fascinated, I kept looking. Soon, a completely different story about our limitations as innovators was rolling out. The modern suitcase was born at the end of the 19th century. When mass tourism first took off, Europe's large railway stations were full of porters who would help passengers with their bags. But by the middle of the 20th century, the porters were dwindling in number and passengers increasingly carried their own luggage. Advertisements for products applying the technology of the wheel to the suitcase can be found in British newspapers as early as the 1940s. These are not suitcases on wheels exactly, but a gadget known as the portable porter. A wheeled device that can be strapped onto a suitcase. But it never really caught on. In 1967, a Leicestershire woman wrote a sharply worded letter to her local newspaper complaining that a bus conductor had forced her to buy an additional ticket for her rolling suitcase. The conductor argued that anything on wheels should be classed as a pushchair. She wondered what he would have done if she had boarded the bus wearing roller skates. Would he be charged as a passenger or as a pram? The woman in the fur coat and the Leicestershire woman on the bus are the vital clues to this mystery. Suitcases with wheels existed decades before they were invented in 1972, but were considered niche products for women. And that a product for women could make life easier for men or completely disrupt the whole global luggage industry was not an idea the market was then ready to entertain. Resistance to the rolling suitcase had everything to do with gender. Sadow, the official inventor, described how difficult it was to get any US department store change to sell it. At this time, there was this macho feeling. Men used to carry luggage for their wives. It was the natural thing to do, I guess. Two assumptions about gender were at work here. The first was that no man would ever roll a suitcase because it was simply unmanly to do so. The second was about the mobility of women. There was nothing preventing a woman from rolling a suitcase. She had no masculinity to prove. But women didn't travel alone, the industry assumed. If a woman traveled, she would travel with a man who would then carry her bag for her. This is why the industry couldn't see any commercial potential in the rolling suitcase. It took more than 15 years for the invention to go mainstream, even after Sado had patented it.